今天我们来看如果圣经请打开约书亚记第九章。
Today, we will study the book of Joshua. Let's turn to Joshua chapter 9.
约书亚记第九章，我们打开，我们一面讲一面看啊。
We will look as we follow the message.
上次我们讲到约书亚记第一章到第六章的时候啊。
At the last sermon, we spoke about Joshua 1 to 6.
他们得胜的欢呼啊。
That was the rejoicing of their victory.
他们把耶利哥城打下来了。
That they struck down the walls of Jericho.
不费一兵一卒啊。不，他没有浪费任何的东西。
And they did not have to waste anything.
把耶利哥城拿下来。
And they conquered Jericho.
但是他们忘记了，他们打埃城的时候啊。
But when they got to Ai.
所以他们忘记依靠神。
They forgot to depend on God.
而且他们做了不应该做的事情。
And they did what was forbidden before God.
结果打埃城失败了。
So they were defeated when they tried to fight.
这是因为他们在中间做了得罪上帝的事情。
Because among them, some of the Israelites committed something that God was not pleased with.
所以本来是成功的。
They were originally victorious.
后来成功也带来失败了。
But then that victory led to defeat.
他们就求告神。
And then they turned to God.
找出这个原因。
They found the root cause of this.
原来他们做了得罪神的事情。
And they realized that they committed something that sinned against God.
结果他们认罪求神彻底的对付之后呢。
And so they repented of their wrongdoing and faced God.
他们再去打埃城。
And once again they tried to conquer Ai.
结果他们成功了。
And they were successful.
这次打埃城，他们不敢大意了啊。
So this time they took precaution in an approaching Ai.
不敢轻敌啊。
And they did not underestimate their enemies.
第一次打耶利哥的时候，他们很容易就得到胜利。
Because the first time when they fought to conquer Jericho, it was an easy victory.
所以打埃城，他们很大意啊。
Now in conquering Ai, they had to make preparations.
带很少的兵。
Or they were too complacent, and they took only a few soldiers.
所以这是再去打埃城的时候啊。
That was the first time. The second time they tried.
他们带了三万的人，三万的勇士。
The second time they tried to fight Ai, they had 30,000 people.
他们就把埃城拿下来。
And that was victorious.
哇，他们又得胜了，看到吗？
So this was the second victory.
成功是失败之母，失败也是成功之母，对不对？
So we can see that victory led to defeat, and defeat led once again.
所以我说，一次的得胜不是永远得胜，对不对？
So the lesson is that one victory is not always victory.
也说我们一次得胜，我们就不注意了，不小心了。
So let us not be complacent once you have victory.
每一次试探。每一天有很多试探。
Because every day we are confronted with many temptations.
不是今天有试探，明天也有试探。
Even today's temptations,
将来也有试探，对不对？
And there will be more so in the future.
当耶稣基督来到这世界上的时候啊。
But when Jesus came to this world,
撒旦用各种的方法。
You see, Satan used many different schemes.
不要让耶稣上十字架。
And he tried to prevent Jesus from going to
the cross. 不要让他成就救恩的工作。
And he tried to prevent the work of salvation.
如果这救恩计划失败了。
Now, if this plan for salvation was a failure,
人类怎么样得到救赎呢？
Then we would not have redemption.
但是我们神是有能力的神。
But God is all powerful.
从新约开始。
So from the New Testament,
耶稣一出生的时候。
So when Jesus was born,
撒旦就开始工作，看到吗？
Satan started his work.
旧约我们不讲，我们讲新约，对不对？
Not even mentioning the Old Testament.
他们听到耶稣出生了。
In the New Testament, when Jesus was born,
杀那个婴孩。
See, there was a massacre of the young children.
宁愿杀错也不愿意错过。
And they wanted to kill all the young children.
你看到吗？耶稣做传道的时候。
So when Jesus came to started his ministry,
他受试探。
He was tempted.
圣经怎么讲呢？
The Bible said.
撒旦试探完之后，圣经讲撒旦魔鬼暂时离开他。
So after the 40 days of temptation that the Lord faced by Satan, the Bible said Satan departed from the Lord temporarily.
意思说撒旦还会倒回来，对不对？
It means that he is coming back.
真的。
And that's true.
在耶稣传道在出来工作受试探传道的过程当中也是这样，对不对？
So throughout Jesus' ministry, he was faced constantly with temptation.
他就拦阻他，不要让他上十字架，你知道吗？
Because Satan was trying to obstruct him from going to the cross.
你记得他们要过加利利海的时候？
So he was trying to cross the Sea of
Galilee. 加利利海其实也不是个海啊。
It's not even a sea.
是个湖。
It's a lake.
不大，不是很大的一个湖。
It's not even a big lake.
忽然起了风暴。
But suddenly there was heavy, strong winds and waves.
风暴从哪里来呢？
Where did the waves come from?
这个加利利还是很平静的海。
Because the Sea of Galilee is normally very.
耶稣跟他的门徒在船上，对不对？
So Jesus and his disciples were all on the boat.
掀起了大的风浪。
Then suddenly came the big wind.
你看看这撒旦的计划，明白吗？
That was the working of Satan.
但是我们主是创造宇宙万物的神。
Now remember, God is the creator of all creation.
虽然外面很大的风浪，他的人可以躺在船上睡觉的。
Even with all the strong winds and waves, he was calmly asleep in the boat.
还可以叫风浪停止。
And he called and commanded the waves to cease.
为什么呢？因为他要到哥拉森里面去救一个人，到个地方去救一个人。
Because he was on his way to this place to save someone.
这个人太可怜了。
And is a pitiful person.
失去了人性啊。
He had forgotten.
住在坟墓里面。
His senses, and he was living among the graves. But Jesus wanted to save him.
撒旦要拦住他。
But Satan was trying to stop him.
耶稣还有很多要上十字架的时候。
And many more incidents.
用他的门徒拦住他。
Even his own disciples obstructed
Jesus. 用彼得拦住他。
Even through Peter.
但是只有耶稣顺服，对不对？
But Jesus obeyed in the end.
完成了救赎的工作。
And he completed.
今天我们蒙受这么大的恩典。
So today we are recipients of this great blessing.
不知道耶稣经过这么多的苦难，对不对？
And we can only imagine the many suffering that Jesus went through.
今天因为耶稣的救赎，
Now because of his work of salvation,
我们成为一个新的人。
We are all new creations.
带给我们人生有盼望。
There is hope in our lives.
有信靠耶稣基督。
Because we trust in Jesus.
罪得的赦免。
And our sins are forgiven.
可以享受神给我们永恒的生命。
And we enjoy the eternal life.
这就是耶稣就在十字架所成就带给我们的盼望。
This is the accomplishment that Jesus did on the cross.
好，我们看第一章、第六章，他们胜利了。
So we see Joshua 1 to 6, they were victorious.
这个就打一次失败了。
And then they tried to fight Ai.
再打一层。
The second time they
又胜利了。
Ai, they were victorious.
这是第九章。
Now verse chapter 9.
他们又失败了。
They were again defeated.
你看到吗？第九章他们又失败了啊。
Joshua 9.
事情的经过是这样的。
So this is what transpired.
因为当时啊，在迦南地里面呢、啊，以色列人在迦南地可以是个新的一个民族，对不对？在新的一个地方。
Because at that time in the land of Canaan, there was a new group of people.
所以他们行动。敌人都很注意的，对不对
？And this group of people were closely watched by the other groups of people.
因为迦南人他们已经败坏的不得了啊。
Because at that time the Canaanites were extremely permissive.
就是现在的以色列啊，迦南过去啊，迦南地，但是迦南人看到这些新来的人，他们都很好奇，对不对
？So the Canaanites who were living in that area. Was closely monitoring the new group of people that came to that land.
约书亚在埃城打败的时候，他有个很大的担心。
So when Joshua was defeated in Ai, he had this great worry.
这个消息传出去的时候啊，他们在迦南地好像就不能立足了。
Because he was afraid that if this news of his defeat spread to the land of Canaan, his people would not be in safe.
约书亚很担心，说这些民族周围的敌人迦南人把他们摧毁，他怕。
He was afraid that the reputation of having been defeated in Ai would make the surrounding people in Canaan look down on them and threaten them.
这是约书亚的反应。
So that was one of Joshua's reactions.
啊，第二个反应是什么呢
？Second reaction.
我们很厉害。
That they were to be contented.
神与我们同在。
Because God was with them.
一听到风声啊，人的心都消化，对不对
？And that when people hear of their reputation, that they would be fearful.
所以你记得在约旦河分成东跟西，东是这个约旦河东啊，约旦河西就是迦南地了。他们在约旦河东的时候，约旦河西的人，特别是耶利哥，听到他们要来，他们都把城门关得很紧，对不对
？So remember, there are two sides of the River Jordan. when Joshua was still on the east side of Jordan, the people on the west, which included Canaan and the Jericho, that they were, people there were already afraid of Joshua and his people coming over because of their great reputation.
因为他们是神同在, 听到的人都非常害怕。
They had a reputation that this group of people had a, the presence of God, so everyone else was afraid of them.
So Joshua 有两个反应。
So these were two of Joshua's reactions. So first, if they were defeated, he was afraid the other groups of people will vanquish them.
如果胜利了,
but if they were victorious, everyone else will be afraid of them. So chapter 9.
其中一族叫做基遍人,
so this is one of the many groups of people that showed this reaction in Joshua chapter
9.
And they heard about the greatness of the Israelite people.
他们投降,
and so they surrendered.
为了保命投降啊,
because they wanted to save their own lives.
这些人很厉害的人啊,
although they were a group of strong people themselves, and the Bible said that this group of people were very furious. And they, their city was even bigger than the city of Ai. And the Bible described that all the men in this city were stronger than the men in Ai.
但是他们怕上帝。
But they were afraid of God.
怕以色列人,
and they were scared of the people of Israel.
他们假装是说住在很远地方的人,
and so they pretended that they were newcomers and they came from faraway countries.
穿烂的衣服,
so they wear tattered clothes.
当然是烂的吃的东西,
and they were eating some spoiled food.
然后他们接近以色列人说,
and they approached the people of Israel.
我们是从很远的地方来的,
and they pretended that they came from afar.
你看我们衣服都穿破了,
so you see we are, our clothes are tattered.
你看我们食物都坏了,
and our food soiled.
意思说希望 同情他们,
and so they were trying to invoke the mercy of the people of Israel. When in fact, they were natives of the same of that place.
结果怎么样?
And in the end,
他们失败赢在9章14节,
so chapter 9, verse 14.
他们这件事情就跟人家签了合约了,
so so they entered into a treaty so that they will not be at war with each other.
不可以伤害他们。
And that they, the treaty said that they will not be hurt.
一签了合约的时候啊,
so as they signed
过了三天,
the treaty, 3 days later, they discovered their true identity.
原来基遍人是他们的邻居,
and that the people of Gibeon
他们上当了,
were actually their neighbors.
怎么办呢?
And so what did they do?
不可以还回,
they are not to go back on the treaty,
因为那个约保护他们,
because the treaty protected the people.
这里告诉我们什么呢?
So what is the lesson here?
他们在哀城胜利, 忘记依靠神,
see, when they were victorious in this, in conquering the city of Ai,
九章十四节告诉我们说,
they forgot about God. So
他们没有求问耶和华, 没有向神祷告, 没有问神的心, 这些人是谁? 他们没有求告上帝了。
See, verse 14, chapter 9. So the men of Israel took some of their provisions and did not ask for the counsel of the Lord.
胜利冲昏了他们头脑。
So they completely forgot to seek God's counsel.
忘记依靠神。
And the victory was making them puffed up and they forgot God.
这是反映我们基督徒的生活。
So this is a reaction for us on our Christian lives.
我们很少祷告, 对不对?
For we too sometimes forget to pray. And we don't pray.
是不是我们不亲近神?
And we do not draw near God.
是不是我们远离神?
And in fact, we draw away from God.
你不相信的,现在上会, 你随便问一个弟兄姐妹,
there was one brother or sister.
你问他有祷告吗?
And I asked, have you been praying?
你基督徒的生活怎么样?
How is your spiritual life?
很顺利。
Is going well.
很好,
very good.
很平安,
very peaceful.
一帆风顺,
it's all smooth sailing.
我都不需要祷告,
and I have no need to pray.
我有难处我才祷告。
Now if I am in trouble, I will pray.
紧紧地依靠神。
But we need to trust in God.
这是才重要的事情，对不对？
That is what is important.
所以我们看见真的啊，这提醒我们胜利啊，充分了他们的头脑。
So this is why we should be reminded that we should not let victory go up to our heads.
所以第九章失败了，看到吗？
So here in chapter 9,
第六章胜利，
No, chapter 6 was victory.
第七章失败了。
Chapter 7 is defeat.
第八章胜利。
Chapter 8, victory.
第九章又失败了。
Now, chapter 9, another defeat.
成功是失败之母，这句话是真的。
So we see, victory is the mother of defeat.
跟畸变的亲戚是受损保护的哦。跟他们亲戚啊。
So, having entered into this treaty,
因为神是公义的神，对不对？神是公义的神。
God is a righteous God.
后来这些人怎么办呢？
So what did the Israelites do?
以色列人不能杀他们。
So the Israelites could not attack these people.
他们保命，宁愿做奴仆，一生一世，以后他的子子孙孙都替做苦力，你知道吗？
And so this group of people were willing to serve the Israelites for generations.
对，你看到吗？他们在圣殿劈柴、烧水。
So they were working the menial jobs to serve the Israelites.
他们整个城市都是勇士，对不对？
When in fact they were initially a city of great and mighty warriors.
签了这个合约，受神的保护了。
But because they entered into this treaty, they were protected by God.
为什么呢？
Why?
若干年后啊。
If from thence on.
当以色列人有王朝的时候。有王有君王制度的时候啊
，When the Israelites started having their kings，
你知道以色列第一个王是谁吗
？Now remember who was the first king of Israel？
扫罗，对不对
？King Saul。
他看这个畸变很不顺眼
，And so he was displeased with the people of Gibeon。
所以他们杀他们，你看到吗？
So he killed the Gibeonites.
他不管了，不管那个约的存在的。
And he ignored that there was a treaty before.
这个约永远有效的啊。
Because a treaty was to last forever.
所以我们看到这个神的刑罚就临到他们身上。
So because the king Saul killed all the Gibeonites, God's punishment came upon.
所以大卫时代就有那个饥荒出来了。
And so after that was famine.
他们就问神，问上帝说。为什么有饥荒呢
？So the people then turned to God and say, "Why did you allow a famine?"
因为你们违约，你们杀了畸变的。
And the Lord's response was because you broke your treaty and you killed the Gibeonites.
神是公义的。
For God was fair.
啊，结果拿出扫罗的后代的人来处罚他们，马上就丰收了。
So the generations after Saul came about. And
他们就丰收了。
And they had a good harvest.
好，第九章他们失败，因为没有祷告神。
So the lesson
失败的关键是没有祷告神。
The lesson in chapter 9, the defeat was because they did not pray to God.
没有求问神。
And they did not seek God's counsel.
看神的心意怎么样啊
？And to ask for what was God's will.
啊，给我们生活当中一个很好的提示，对不对
？So this too reminds us today.
你想想看哦。你想想看
，As we think about it，
一个很重要的事情
，A very important matter，
你做了
，If you accomplish that，
但是失败了
，You tried but you were not successful，
我们回想审查一下自己
，Then we tend to reflect and wonder，
是不是我没有为这事情好好祷告神
，And
好好寻求神的心意
，And we should reflect to see if we truly prayed to God about it。
这个是很重要的事情，对不对
？For this is very important.
真的啊，求主帮助我们。
And so may God help us.
你经过祷告，心里安静，能够做出一个智慧很好的选择。
That we should quiet ourselves and pray to God and seek God's leading, to make the right choice.
我们很奇怪，神不喜欢马的力大，知道吗？马 ，horse.
God does not like horses.
他跑得快。
Although the horse can run fast and strong,
应该是很好的事情，对。
Must be a good thing.
他跑在前头。
And they would run ahead.
但神对人又不是这样的， 神对人不是这样。
God does not treat us.
你样样跑在他的前头就不行了，对不对
？Because he does not like you to run in front and ahead of him.
他要人依靠他。
He would rather we depend on him.
他喜欢跟人亲近，对不对
？So that we would be intimate.
所以圣经说，神不喜悦马的力大，你知道吗
？So that's why the saying goes that God does not like the horse to be so powerful.
所以无论如何，第九章约书亚跟他们的批人呢、啊，他们得到教训了。
So Joshua and his people got a lesson in chapter 9.
啊，到现在到第十章了。
So now we go to chapter 10.
第九章失败了。
So remember, chapter 9 was.
第十章呢
？Chapter 10.
怎么样？得胜了，看到吗
？Must be victory.
又得胜了。
So.
哎呀，我想我们基督徒的灵舍会不会是这样呢？
So we reflect on our own Christian walk.
有高有低啊。
There's highs and lows.
就好像情绪一样，也是有高有低，对不对
？It's like your emotion. You are happy and sad.
你说阴天，这是好的天气，对不对
？Or some sunny days and some cloudy days.
是不是？所以我们要稳定一下，应该逐步的上升，对不对
？And we sometimes hope that it would be smooth sailing.
第十章为什么得胜呢
？Now the lesson in chapter 10. Why were they victorious?
你好好看啊。也是祷告的问题啊。
Now it again hinges on prayer.
第十章，你用最快的速度，你们看啊，来。刚才我们讲到说，约书亚得胜有两个反应，对不对
？Remember,
失败得胜有两个反应。
We spoke about the two reactions of Joshua.
如果他们太厉害，那么就投降，对不对
？And if they were too powerful.The enemies
敌人会投降 would
surrender.
如果你软弱，敌人就把你吃掉，对不对
？But if they were weak, they will be consumed by their enemies.
所以基遍人就投降了。
So you see, the Gibeonites chose to surrender.
虽然他们整个城市都是勇士，对不对
？Despite the fact that they were a city of mighty warriors.
他是迦南七族里面的其中一族。
They were one of the seven groups of people around the land of Canaan.
都是勇士
They were almighty.
整个城市人都是勇士。
And they were all very powerful.
他们投降。
Gibeonites.
那么因为批人呢是其他的同伴啊，你看到吗？圣经讲，
Another group of people.
他们看到基遍人去投靠以色列人，他们不高兴了。
When they saw that the Gibeonites surrendered, they were not happy.
一开始的时候，十章一开始的时候，他们也怕，你知道吗？圣经怎么讲？就甚惧怕。第二节说，第十章第二节说，他们很怕以色列人，对不对？因为什么？基遍人已经跟以色列人联合起来了。
See, even on chapter 10, verse 1, it says that the people saw and heard that the Gibeonites made peace with the people of Israel.
所以这些迦南人说，我一个族不能打你，我们联合起来打以色列人，看到吗？
So these group of people thought to themselves that by themselves they cannot defeat the Israelites, but they will. Joined forces with the other tribes.
结果简单说，五个王联合起来。
So there were five kings that joined forces.
先打基遍
And they wanted to fight.
打了基遍，再打以色列。
And they fought the city of Gibeon and then the Israelites.
基遍是勇士啊，对不对
？See, remember, Gibeonites were strong.
敌人来了，他们告诉以色列人说，我们受敌人欺负了。
And so when the enemies came, the Gibeonites. Told the Israelites that they were being defeated.
约书亚是跟他同盟的，对不对？你的同盟受欺负，他也去免了，对不对？
Now remember, Joshua at this time is now of the same affiliation as the Gibeonites.
结果约书亚带兵就去了。
So,
第七节你看。
So Joshua took some people to defend the Gibeonites.
第七节你看啊，于是约书亚和他一切的兵丁，注意啊，一切的兵丁。并大能的勇士都去了，看到吗
？So verse 7 of chapter 10 it says Joshua went up from Gilgal with he and all the people of war with him and all the valiant warriors.
不得了，这是跟五个王打仗，不是开玩笑，对不对
？Joshua was fighting against five kings.
所以他出动一切的兵丁，并所有大能勇士都可以打仗了。都去打仗，看到吗
？So Joshua had to bring every able-bodied person with him to go to war.
不敢轻敌啊！
And he could not underestimate.
最重要的第八节，你看下去啊。
Verse 8.
第八节先说，耶和华对约书亚说：“第一，叫什么？不要什么？不要怕。
”Verse 8. The Lord says to Joshua,
然后我已经把他们交给你了，知道吗？
Do not fear them, for I have given them unto you.
没有一个人可以站在你面前。
And no one of them shall stand before you.
神的应许。
So this is God's promise.
去打仗之前有神的应许。
See, before he went to war, he got God's promise.
有神的保障。
And God's protection.
不要怕他们。
And he said, do not fear.
我就把敌人交给你了。
For I have given you your enemies.
你肯定会胜利的。
You will be victorious.
太厉害了，看到吗？
So that's powerful.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
有神的同在。
And this is God's presence.
哎呀，太宝贵了，看到吗？一定会打赢。
So with God's presence, victory is assured.
这有没有很好的提醒，对不对？
So this is a reminder to us.
你可以想象这些敌人武王包围你的时候，如果没有神同在，没有神的应许，一定会打输，对不对？
So imagine if you or I were surrounded by five kings, without God's presence and God's promise, we will not be victorious.
可以想象但以理在狮子坑里面那个光景是怎么样。
It is similar if you imagine Daniel's situation when he was in the lion's den.
都是饿的狮子，看到吗？
And he was surrounded by hungry lions.
你可以想象，我不敢怎么想象啊。当你跌到坑里面、放坑里面的时候，他眼睛闭起来等狮子来了嘛？这狮子都没有吃过东西，对不对？啊，一定很危险，对不对？
It would be very difficult to imagine if you or I were in that situation, faced with those hungry lions. But God's presence.
使徒保罗。
Now Paul,
在传福音的过程当中啊，
the apostle, during,
他自己心里面这样想啊，
during his missionary journey,
他遇到很多的危险。
He said he encountered many dangers.
他怎么讲？
And
连活命的指望都没有了。
And he said he had no hope left for living.
连活命的指望都没有了。
And he had no hope to keep on living.
但是神迹又出现了。
But God's miracle.
太奇妙！我告诉你，人生有很多神迹，你知道吗？
And there were countless miracles.
所以这是得胜的原因。除了祷告，人们在讲祷告啊，是神的应许。
So the secret of victory.
不要怕。
Is God's presence and God's promise.
我把敌人交在你的手中。
And God said, I will give your
enemies. 神已经承诺他们会胜利的。
And God promised Joshua his victory.
神与他们同在。
And God's presence.
这神这方面他负责的。
So God gave his word and he was responsible.
人呢？人这方面呢？
But for man,
约书亚做了充分的准备啊。
No, Joshua did his part for he was prepared.
也许人说，哎，约书亚会说，哎呀，神啊，你都把他交给我们了，我们可以不动一兵一卒，对不对？
Some people might think, God, you've made a promise. You're responsible. I don't have to do anything.
好像打耶利哥这样，对不对？
Just like when they defeated Jericho.
唱诗，大声喊，城就倒下来。
You remember, they just walked around Jericho and they sang hymns and they shouted and they conquered Jericho.
我觉得我们人有应该当今的本分，相信吗？
Now, everyone needs to have this a responsibility.
神做他做的那部分，我们人也应该做我们那部分，对吧？
For we have a part to play and God has his part to play too.
你看第七节，约书亚当今本分。
So, verse 7, Joshua did his part.
一切的兵丁准备。大的勇士
and he said he brought all his people and all the valiant warriors.
他不敢大意啊。
He was not too.
我们不要忘记，约书亚是一个老战士啊。
Remember, Joshua was not young at that time.
他打仗很有老战士，很有经验的战士。
Although he was very experienced.
他还是充分的准备。
Warfare, but he made sure he was fully prepared.
这样打仗他是很有经验，看到没啊？
He was a very experienced.
出埃及记十七章告诉我们了。
In Exodus chapter 17.
他们出埃及在旷野跟谁打？跟亚玛力人打，对吧
？Now remember, on their way out of in the wilderness, they fought against the Amorites.
结果亚伦、摩西、胡尔在上面祷告，看到吗？约书亚在下面带领军队在打仗。他是个很有经验的人。
And during that time, Joshua was fighting the enemies, and Moses was praying up in the mountains with Aaron holding him up.
而且那场的打仗啊，出埃及记十七章，得胜不在乎约书亚多么厉害，啊，在乎摩西在山上的祷告。
Now, that battle was dependent not on Joshua in the battlefield, but on Moses praying up in the mountains.
所以第十章约书亚又得胜。经历神的大能。
So here in Joshua chapter 10,
祷告耶和华,
Joshua was victorious again because of prayer.
第九章失败是没有祷告耶和华。第九章失败的原因，没有祷告，没有求问神。
Contrast this to chapter 9's defeat because Joshua did not pray then.
第十章他讲他祷告神啊。
Now chapter 10, Joshua prayed.
那场的战争很厉害，非常厉害。
And that was a great battle.
打到一个地步啊，时间不够，你知道吗？
And there was not enough time.
天越来越黑，要黑暗了，对不对？
And the sun was coming down, it's getting dark.
你晚上怎么打仗看不到，对不对？
It was not possible to do warfare.
所以约书亚祷告什么？
So Joshua said,
日夜停止二十四个小时。
And Joshua prayed that the sun and the moon would stand still for 24 hours.
不可思议的事情，啊。
And he was fervent in his prayer.
最后他们胜利了。
And in the end, they were victorious.
所以你看见第十章他们又得胜了，对不对？啊。
So here, chapter 10, victory again.
把敌人完全消灭了，看到吗
？And they vanquished their enemies.
让我们做结论的时候啊。
So as we conclude,
我想第九章因为没有祷告就失败了，对不对
？So remember, chapter 9's defeat is because of lack of prayer.
教导我们说，我们真的有重大决定的时候。祷告神,
It reminds us that
等候神,
when we are faced with great decisions, we have to seek God's will.
仰望神,
and depend on Him.
第十章告诉我们，他们祷告，他们就得胜了。
Now, chapter 10, because Joshua prayed, he was granted victory.
耶稣基督在世界上的时候,
Now, when Jesus was here in this world,
他跟门徒三年到三年半的时间,
he spent 3 years with his disciples.
目的是什么呢?
His objective?
让他们学习以后可以传道, 对不对?
That they will be trained to continue his ministry.
看耶稣怎么做，将来他们怎么做，对不对？
So that they can observe and follow what Jesus did.
所以耶稣很羡慕门徒，门徒很羡慕耶稣怎么祷告，你知道吗？
So the disciples were very keen in learning how Jesus prayed.
所以他们就求耶稣，主啊，求你教我们怎么祷告。
So the disciples asked Jesus, Lord, teach us how to pray.
我觉得很有意思啊，对不对？
So I thought that was very meaningful.
将来这个十二个门徒除了那个坏人以外，十二个门徒选一个补地的。这十二个门徒将来出去要福音传遍天下，应该告诉耶稣主啊，教我们怎样讲道才对，对不对
？So the 12 disciples minus the one who betrayed Jesus, they all had to go out later on to continue Jesus' ministry.
但是他们却求耶稣主啊，教我们怎样祷。
And one thing they asked the Lord is, Lord, teach us how to pray.
那很有意思。
That was very meaningful.
为什么呢
？Why？
恐怕祷告比讲道还要重要。
Because prayer is far more important than preaching.
就好像打仗，一个在上面打祷告，下面一个打仗一样，对不对
？Just like when Joshua was in battle, Moses' prayer was more important than Joshua in the battlefield.
以后五旬节时候，彼得一讲道，耶稣没有教他怎么讲道啊。五旬节一讲到多少人信耶稣？三千、五千、一万、两万五、两万四，不得了，对不对
？And later on, when Pentecost came, you see when the disciples prayed, thousands of people came to believe the Lord.
原因在哪里
？The reason.
四十年第一章在马可楼那个祷告的机会。
Because of prayer and the opportunity to pray.
所以他们在马可楼等候圣灵。第二章，首先第二章，彼得一讲到。就很多人相信耶稣了。
So when Peter prayed in Acts chapter 2, many people came to believe.
所以他们不求耶稣说主啊，叫我们讲道，不是主啊，叫我们怎么祷告。
See the disciples did not ask, Lord, teach us how to preach. Instead, they said, Lord, teach us how to pray.
所以耶稣在他传道的过程当中
，So when Jesus was in his ministry,
他所做的事情让门徒学习。
He did many things for the disciples to learn.
他在很忙碌的生活当中
，even in a very busy schedule.
他也是祷告。
Jesus prayed.
让耶稣可以让门徒可以学习。
And so that his disciples could see and learn from that.
在旷野。
In the wilderness.
在海边。
Near the sea.
还有天亮的时候。
In the dawn.
耶稣去祷告。
Jesus prayed.
给门徒学习啊。
To show and teach the disciples.
门徒很羡慕。
So the disciples really yearn for this teaching.
所以祷告是成功失败的一个很重要的关键。
So in the end, prayer is the determining factor of whether it's victory or defeat.
求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
我们接着祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
我们请翻译祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your message to us and how you have used so many of the people in the Bible to remind us once and again how prayer is the foundation of our lives. Help us, Lord, that through the ups and downs in life and victory and defeat that we face and challenges and comfort that we go through, that we will never forsake time to pray, that we will draw near to you whether in hardship or in joy, and we will draw near to you whether in need or in plenty, that we would be forever thankful and forever humble, that we know, Lord, that the strength that we have is from you, and the provisions that we have is from you, and everything that we have is yours, that we may give ourselves truly to you, and that our lives may be truly glorifying to your name. And help us, Lord, that even in defeat, we will be encouraged to once again come back to you, as Joshua did, to seek your counsel, even if we face 5 kings or 10 kings all at once, that we know, Lord, with your presence and your promise, nothing can stand before you and I. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.